Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into this second hour. We're going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We have Michael Chertoff, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rick Perry, all these other globalist individuals here in Austin, Texas today for the next 2 days for their governor's conference calling for totally open borders while spinning it, claiming that it's border security. It's really an American Union meeting with Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff in attendance, Snake Man. And so we're going to be covering that for you. I didn't even plug it last hour. Coming up this Saturday in Dallas, Saturday night, Lakewood Theater, I'm going to be showing my new film, Terror Storm. Jim Mars will be in attendance and a lot more. Get your tickets at Infowars.com. They are going very, very quickly. I hope we'll have tickets for you at the door, but I sincerely doubt we will, so get your tickets there now. I also was getting a little bit into what's developing in the Middle East right now. Solution must include Syria and Iran. Richard Armitage believes Hezbollah is terrorism's A-team with Iran as its owner and Syria as the team's coach. But the former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State during George Bush's first term as president also told Al Jazeera that the Bush administration must engage in direct talks with Syria and Iran. Armitage was also Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Ronald Reagan when the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon was bombed in 83, and it goes into the PNAC document. He signed the Project for New American Century PNAC letter to President Bill Clinton urging regime change in Iraq. Big news here. Israel may go it alone against Iran. Israel is carefully watching the world's reaction to Iran's continued refusal to suspend uranium enrichment, with some high-level officials arguing it is now clear that when it comes to stopping Iran, Israel must have to go it alone, the Jerusalem Post has learned. One senior official said on Tuesday that Iran flipped the world the bird by not responding positively to the Western incentive plan to stop uranium enrichment. He expressed frustration that the Russians and Chinese were already saying that Iran's offer for a new formula and willingness to enter serious negotiations was an opening to keep on talking. So there you have it. You know, Iran says, oh, we want to work with you. We want to be friends. But, you know, they've already jumped through all the hoops. They just say, you flipped us the bird. How dare you say you want to be friends? The Iranians know the world will do nothing, he said. This is similar to the world's attempts to appease Hitler in the 1930s. They are trying to feed the beast. He said there was a need to understand that when push comes to shove, Israel would have to be prepared to slow down the Iranian nuclear threat by itself. Having said this, he did not rule out the possibility of U.S. military action, but said that if this were to take place, it would probably not occur until the spring or summer of 08, a few months before George W. Bush leaves the international stage. The U.S. presidential elections, which Bush cannot contest because of his term limits, are in November 2008. And it goes on with them criticizing, basically, they've been criticizing. Look, they do not need to go to war. It'll be bad for Iranians, bad for Israelis, bad for Americans, bad for everybody. But the neocons, the globalists, the Bushes of the world, their controllers, want war. They make a lot of money out of it. It becomes a political diversion from all the other scandals they've got going, and it brings in world government. All right, I got a bunch of other news about toxins in your food and water. Major studies show fluoride in the water is giving children liver disease and cancer. Mainstream news. Other mainstream article about Ritalin causing all sorts of problems for children. But we'll take your calls first when we get back at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's simple. Criminals throughout history get control of governments, and you call it despotism or tyranny. And they've now gotten control, and they've got really fancy, sophisticated propaganda arms known as public relations. They lie, they deceive, they buy fake news. And they're here dismantling the country and grabbing our private property and bringing in tyranny. It's that simple. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Tom in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I need that code, Alex, about the being able, the government experimenting on us at will, that law.
Yeah, well, it's U.S. Code Title 50.
U.S. Code.
Title 50.
Title 50.
Chapter 32.
Chapter.
You know what? You know what I think?
32. Go ahead.
Do you ever record this show?
I ran out of tapes. Code U.S.
Okay. Well, it's kind of tough on folks to do this real slow.
Okay.
It's U.S. Code Title 50.
Chapter 32.
Subsection 1528.
Sub 1528.
20A.
20A.
Paragraph B.
Paragraph B. Paragraph B.
I have to say it fast to remember it properly. It's U.S. Code. I don't even remember anymore. I can't.
Title 50, anymore. Chapter 32.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember right now, man. I don't know. I can't remember the end of it right now.
Okay, do you have the, is the article up on your website about the...
Yeah, and this has been out for 10 years. It's been, there have been so many articles written about U.S. code.
This is something else, Alex. This is Baltimore Sun. Do you have that article on your website?
You just said Baltimore Sun. I don't know. All kinds of Baltimore Sun articles.
The one about putting towers up to control people.
Yeah, that was about 4 years ago, and it said DARPA was studying putting up towers and different frequencies to pacify populations. And no, I don't remember the headline, and I don't have it in front of me.
Do you have the phone number for Mr. Conacon? And I'm not sure how to spell that for the website.
Don't have it. Don't have it in front of me. Don't have the Clifford Conacon's number. Don't have it. It's at Conacon.com.
Alex, whenever you talk about that... The ruling elite. You got to remember that these people have their own gods. They don't have a god like we have. I just thought I would let the audience know about that.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. I just, quite frankly, I just am, you know, right now I'm just sick of it all. But I have to say it fast to remember it properly. It's how my brain works. It's U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. I think that's all of it. I think there may be one, but you can just read that section. You'll find it in there. And for people that don't even know what we're in the world we're talking about, it says the U.S. government can use chemical, biological, or radiological weapons on the American people and kill us anytime they want without even telling us they did it. If it's for research purposes, it says for research purposes, they can kill us. And it says can use lethal chemical, biological, radiological weapons. In fact, I ought to pull that up. I hadn't mentioned that in about a year. In the last week or two, I've mentioned it a couple times, and I appreciate you actually bringing that up. I'll be honest with you, it's depressing to me to hear about what CPS is doing and to have to even talk about it. It's depressing to imagine the Israeli Foreign National and the Austrian Foreign National involved, kept their citizenship, who were born in foreign countries, ruling over us, and to think about Gonzalez ruling over us, and to think about them all down there with the governor. And I just want to spend some time with my family before I leave town and go to Dallas tomorrow morning and come back and, you know, have a memorial for a friend that died and then do my Sunday radio show. And I just don't even want to have to go down there and then have to jump through 14 hoops to go into a press conference and ask those arrogant people a question and have them not even answer it. I just don't like being around them. I don't like the position this country is in. I don't like what this nation's turned into. And I just wish good people do more to bring these criminals to justice. I really do. It's a sad state of affairs what our country's turned into. You know, I had a little bit of a stomachache yesterday, but I really didn't do the show because I wouldn't even call it depressed. It's a melancholy. I have stack after stack of admissions of government evil and corporate corruption and just all the things these people are doing. And I'm usually pretty upbeat. And I'm not trying to be bummed out here. I'm in a bad mood. I'll be honest with you. Oh, who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to, Jim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Like your show.
Thank you.
Been listening for about a month on your new affiliate in Southern Ohio, the Heart of Appalachia, WAIS, Nelsonville, Ohio.
Oh, what's the frequency on that?
770.
All right. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. We really appreciate that fine affiliate.
Oh, there's quite a buzz around here. It's near the college town of Athens, Ohio, Ohio University, and Hocking College there in Nelsonville. But anyway, I want to bum you out some more. There was you're making the paper here. I heard about it on the local talk call-in show called Viewpoint, where you can talk about anything you want, and you're not screened like I wasn't screened when I came on. But it really rips into you and how you've turned this local godly station into to the dark side. And I might finish with the last paragraph.
Well, they're just trying to put pressure on them so they'll remove the show, and because they're afraid the station will do some good and get some ratings. So everybody needs to call up who owns businesses and sponsor the broadcast.
Yes.
But tell me the name of the paper first.
The Athens Messenger.
Okay, is there an online version of this?
Well, it's got, I see here, I could find an email to AthensMessenger.com.
Yeah, so there's the AthensMessenger.com, must be the website. Okay, who wrote the story?
Well, it's a woman here in Nelsonville, the typical church lady, but I want to read you the last paragraph. It's a short paragraph. Mr. Jones, tongue-in-cheek, professes to be a Christian. So did Judas. The way he is trying to divide the Americans from their government, woe, it is more likely he is one of the terrorists. And, you know...
Now, is that a letter to the editor, or that paper write that?
No, it's a letter to the editor. They're it's a good paper. They take all sides of things. I mean,
okay.
I don't know if it's a good paper, good, you know.
So it's just a letter. It's just a letter to the editor.
Yes, it is. It's quite a letter. It goes on to the 9/11 conspiracy. And you do a lot more now. I really like that about the weather polluting the sky. I fish all the time. I see it every day. I can't believe how the weather is manipulated. That was a good story yesterday. And
sure.
Also about the... I don't think sex education needs a place in schools at all.
Well, it's not sex education to begin with.
Absolutely.
It's pervert education.
Absolutely.
And it's to get your four-year-old to be confused and say something so they can steal them, so they can rape them.
Okay, Jesus.
Listen, I'm not kidding. I mean that.
I do too, buddy. I've raised many kids. I have a daughter that teaches at the University of Indiana. And
what else does that article say, my friend?
Well, it's not real wrong. Let me read on. The owner of the local radio station in Nelsonville in the past has geared to family-oriented programs. Today, it appears he has turned to the dark side. Hour after hour, he is causing small-town America to be subtly brainwashed. Alex Jones is his weapon, and 9/11 conspiracy theory is the ammunition. And Alex Jones's seditious doctrine, he has forgotten all the cell phone calls made from the Pennsylvania plane. Perhaps Mr. Jones thinks the records of cell phone companies are also part of the 9/11 plot. Mr. Jones also disregards the airport security photos and records of terrorists' boarding passes. Were the airlines and the cell phone companies also in league with the conspiracy? All the Muslim governments are allies in the war on terrorism, saw the proof of 9/11 and believed it. It stands to reason Jones's motive is money or power. It positively is not the truth. Perhaps Mr. Jones, in his quest for notoriety, does not realize that what pain he is causing the victims' loved ones, or perhaps he just doesn't care. The airline cell phone companies, this rising our own, the victims' loved ones...
Look, just do me a favor, and I really appreciate it.
...should pursue a class-action suit, make public his lies, and silence them. Then I wrote you the last paragraph about your Judas.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Your phone's distorting a bit. That's the only reason I'm going to let you go. But I really appreciate your call. Will you do me a favor? Will you clip that out, sir, and send that to me?
I would.
Okay, thanks.
At the Dallas address there, the Austin address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, righto, Judas.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let me just say this first. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family group of 9/11, said he believes 9/11 is an inside job. The majority of the groups believe it's an inside job, and the majority of their members believe it's an inside job. We've already disproven the cell phone calls is impossible from those heights, and the few real airphone calls that were made from the airplane phones were stewardesses talking about couldn't breathe, some type of gas in the cockpit. And now even major British newspapers have headlines like Flight 93 shot down. It had an 8.5-mile debris field. It's just, look, I'm not seditious, okay? The people creating the American Union are the ones that are seditious. Not me. Believe me, I wish this wasn't true.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
You know,
hey,
we've got all these strong people that decide to join evil and decide to feed on the weak, and I'm sick of it. I know there's a lot of folks out there that are freaked out, a lot of people that are scared of the issues I talk about. But I just challenge you to go look it up. I mean, remember 12 years ago I was telling you about the American Union. Now it's on CNN. They signed it. They're doing it. The country's evaporating right now. They're having a meeting about it under the guise of border security today here in Austin, Texas. How many years did we tell you how deadly the mercury in the vaccines are? How many years did we tell you about what the sodium fluoride does to you? And I got medical reports here today on it I'm going to be covering. How long did we tell you about the plan for world government and that we'd go to war with Iraq and that the government would stage terror attacks? I mean, was I a traitor? Was I seditious before 9/11 saying they were about to attack the World Trade Center and use their asset Bin Laden to take the fall for it? Believe me, I wish this stuff wasn't true. I'm not the traitor that's expanded the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I'm not the traitors that have gone and the 13,000 plus counties and brainwashed our preachers to train their members to turn in their guns and go to FEMA camps. That's now in the major newspapers. You think stuff's bad right now? We're on the edge of the hammer being dropped on this society. And it buoys my soul and buoys my heart to know we've got a growing army of good listeners out there and of AM and FM affiliates. The folks that have been with us for 8-9 years syndicated down to the brand new stations that turn us on every month. And I commend you and I salute you and I appreciate you. You know, hearing that email, that letter to the editor, I see those type of things every few days from different papers around the country. People send them to me. And I'm sure that's a real person that sent that in, who really does think I'm a traitor, who's naive, that thinks this is a good government, and who buys into the propaganda. Now, there's a lot of letters to the editor, though, that we know are fake, but they're usually more slickly written than that. But regardless, it is the propaganda that's put out by the media and the government that creates mindsets like the letter you just heard that nice fellow read. And I don't know what to say to it anymore. I don't know how, you know, you're supposed to deal with people that are so brainwashed and so brain dead. Everybody knows this country's going in the wrong direction. And sometimes I sit here and I just say, what is the point of even chronicling all of this propaganda? I mean, there's just so much of it. We just already know it's a lie. We already know it's a fraud. I mean, they've lied to us so many times. If you have a neighbor that lies to you over and over and over and over and still over again, then shame on us if we believe it again and again. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And it's true. Shame on us. I was at a local radio station 2 mornings ago here in Austin. And I was talking with one of their talk show hosts from one of the other stations there in the building. And he goes, you're just nuts, Alex, thinking the government was involved in 9/11. And I said to him, I said, well, you're not stupid. You're a newsman. It was one of their news people. I said, I'm sure you've heard about all the biological chemical testing on our troops that killed a bunch of them. And he goes, yeah, I've heard about that. I know that's true. And I go, our government will kill our own troops, and you admit you know about it, but you don't believe they killed 2,800 and something people. Oh, that's different. But I looked in his eyes, and I could tell his spirit, his gut. You could look on his face and tell he knew deep down that I had courage and that he didn't. These people look at me and they're scared of me. I don't like that. I'm really a big ball of love. It's because I've got so much love and I'm aggressive and I seem callous and coarse and mean. Look, we got a job to do. We got a bunch of criminals trying to enslave us. We got to fight them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I'm going to play this clip of Megs, the editor of Popular Mechanics, in a few minutes. Right now, let's get through some more of your calls for those that are patiently holding. Patrick calling in from Ireland. Welcome, sir. You're on the
air. Thanks very much for taking my call. I appreciate that there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you calling.
Regular,
what's on your mind?
Listener, Alex, sorry for cutting you out there. I'm a regular listener to your show. I was in New York on 9/11, and ever since that, I've been following development. What I like about you, Alex, is you lay the facts out. You know, you document everything and you back it up what you say. You know, everybody I speak to, I let them hear your show, your website, Terrorstorm, you know, get it out there. But really what I was calling today, Alex, is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in Ireland. And they just released a memorial with the original steel beams from the Twin Tower, some of them. And I heard you say one time that all that stuff was shipped off to China.
Well, we've learned that what happened is, I mean, obviously there were just incredible masses of steel from the two major 110-story towers, and the government, you can pull up the articles, told us that it was under guard, no one was allowed to touch it, no one was allowed to examine it. Each piece of steel, each load of steel, had a GPS tracker put on the truck. They weren't allowed to even stop on their route. One guy stopped at a Subway sandwich shop for 15 minutes and got fired. They drove them to big barges. Let me just cover it. They drove them to big barges that took them to South Korea and China, most of it to China. Now, we have now learned in the last few years that they did take some of the steel, a small amount, but still quite a bit of it, and store it in a warehouse. And then they have begun in the last 2 years to send it to Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and other areas, and building these memorial sculptures out of it. And that's where Professor Stephen Jones has gotten two samples of the molten steel that was on the sides of the girders and tested them from two separate places in the U.S.
I did watch the 9/11 symposium. I thought a really good job what you did there. But what you'd really find interesting, and I'll quote Michael Bloomberg what he's saying here, he's over in Ireland and he's saying that he is lobbying hard to increase the number of visas issued to newcomers and undocumented people in the country. I thought that'd be interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, the government's telling us that these foreigners from the Middle East are going to kill us, but then meanwhile, in Ireland and England and in Spain and France, they're bringing in record levels of Muslims.
Exactly. Appreciate you taking my call. I'll leave it at that there. Thanks very much. And here, keep up the good work, Alex. You know
what? Well, listen, where are you in Ireland?
Belfast.
How long have you been a listener?
About 2 years, man. I love your show.
Well, God bless you. I really appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. It's great to have listeners all over the planet. Also, the first time I learned that they had saved some of the steel was during the Republican National Convention in New York in late 2004, and I was in a deli, a famous deli that is just off of the World Trade Center complex, and it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and nobody was in there eating, so the owner was in there, and I heard him giving an interview to a newspaper reporter, and when he was done, I called him over to our table. He was an Italian man. I forget his last name. And he had in his hand a chunk of the World Trade Center. It was about, I'd say, 2x4, a slice of steel. And it was blued, like they blew guns. You know, it had that black, bluish finish. It had, I guess, been dipped in the bluing material and fired in a oven, in a kiln. And he said that they were giving survivors of 9/11 that lived in the area slices of the steel. And I said to him, I said, I thought they hauled all that off under guard. He said, I thought they did too. But he said they just started giving us, the Port Authority, he said, started giving survivors of that day because his deli had been in the World Trade Center and he'd barely gotten out alive with his staff and customers. So that was the first time, but again, they'd sliced it. It was a little piece of it. It was still real heavy, though, a big piece of steel, and they had blued it. And I'd wondered, why did they blew it? Why did they manipulate it? Why did they change it? I mean, as much as government lies, who knows if that's even a piece of steel from it? But Dr. Jones, Professor Jones, people keep saying, well, where did you get the steel from? He's privately told me where he got the steel from. He's privately told other professors and engineers he's worked with now at two different universities studying these pieces where he got it. But we're not at liberty on air to say where he got it because he doesn't want to lose the capacity of getting more samples or the people that got the samples that work there getting in trouble. But I'll just tell you that he's already said that it comes, one piece, one sample comes from the East Coast at a memorial park, and there he had found over 20 of these in the country now. And another one comes from, let's just say, up by the Great Lakes. And I'll leave it at that. Okay, this is myself calling in the Jack Blood Show that comes on right after mine every day. He was able to get Mr. Meggs, the editor of Popular Mechanics, on, who ran the hit piece on me. He was able to get him on the show yesterday for about 45 minutes, and I was on about 7-8 minutes with him. And I challenged him to a debate. I've called him over and over again. They have told us, no, they will not debate us. There's a story out today from 911blogger.com about a big Seattle station with a pro-government story individual who'd set up one of the popular mechanics writers to debate one of the scholars for 9/11 Truth. And the reporter's real mad now because last minute the publisher called and said, we're not allowing, Popular Mechanics is not allowing any of their writers to debate the scholars. Well, this is confirmed. I'm not one of the, quote, scholars, but they won't even debate me. And yeah, I was a little bit, you know, mean to the guy. It's because he's a liar. His paper is a liar. His magazine. So this is where I call in via cell phone. I'm out in the hill country at the time, so it's not the best cell phone connection. But here I am confronting Mr. Meggs on Jack Blood's show. Here it is.
Speaking of Alex Jones, he's listening to the program today, James, and has just called in. I'd like to give him a chance to talk to you as well. Alex, thanks for calling
in.
Fire
away.
Sure. Let me just say three things, and I'd like to get his response to it. I'm out here in the hill country. I hope my cell phone's coming in good, Jack.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Number one, I have challenged Mr. Meggs over and over again after he engaged in those huge hit pieces on national radio and in print. He refused to come on my show and they never called me back from their offices. Please answer later, sir. I'm just challenging you right now to a two-hour debate, a hour debate, whatever you'd like. Number two, Hearst Publishing wrote the book. They are literally in the encyclopedia next to Yellow Journalism, and they have famously come out in congressional hearings on CIA disinformation operations. That stands on the record. Number two, when they called me, I've been interviewed hundreds and hundreds of times by major papers. I've never thought it was fake. I thought it was so weird and so unjournalistic when I was talking to these little whippersnappers, Homeland Security director's family and others who were calling me, but who, of course, worked for the operation, the company there, as they call it. And I actually thought it was fake, so I called Popular Mechanics, and they called back, and they said, oh, no, this is real. We're doing a real story. Mr. Chertoff said, and I said, is this a hit piece? I said, is this some kind of debunking? He says, I swear to you it's not. So they're on record, they're liars. And then finally, Payne Stewart's aircraft didn't depressurize. It was an hour and 20 minutes when they found out it had gone off course. It was an hour and 20 minutes from takeoff from Florida. And then let me just add this, too. We went and pulled up Reuters and AP with the Air Force captain, the NORAD spokesman, who said that they'd only intercepted one commercial jet in the 10 years before. It was hundreds and hundreds of times in the 10 years, and what, 60-plus in the year before. So I'm sorry, we get bigger readership. In fact, our website, PrisonPlanet.com, is bigger than your pathetic little website. And everybody saw the truth, and they read where you twisted and changed the story. So I'd like to hear you answer for the history of black ops and yellow journalism by Hearst Publishing, the pariah of government ops. Well, it may not be now, but we know it was in the past, and I'd like you to answer for twisting and claiming that there was only one civilian intercept before that, and then I challenge you right now to an hour, 2 hour, 5 hour debate, whatever you want.
Well, hold on, Alex. Let's give James a chance to respond, and guys, let's, you know, try to be as respectful as possible here. We're all trying to get to the truth.
If he won't come on my show and debate me, I'll crush him.
Alex, are you accusing me of being complicit in mass murder?
No, don't change the subject. I am telling you it's well known that Hearst Publishing is synonymous with yellow journalism and government ops. Everybody knows that.
Alex, I'd really like to focus on the core facts of
9/11. You won't
There's
talk about the
important questions
of the government.
That need to be answered here.
You know, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Everybody knows about National Geographic, by the way. All those foreign assignments. What a perfect, perfect cover.
Alex, I'd like to keep this away from ad hominem.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to. You know, we're going to defend this republic. Hey, why don't you answer how Chertoff lied and said he wasn't related to the Homeland Security director, and then we called his mommy, and she was very proud. Why don't you tell us about Homeland Security?
Let's talk about that.
All the defense contractors in the Pentagon.
Hold on, Alex. That has been one of the allegations, James, that the Benjamin Chertoff, who was the author or investigator or researcher of the story you published about a year ago, is related to Michael Chertoff, that cousins of Michael Chertoff, director of Homeland Security. Is that something that you're denying or confirming?
I'm happy to talk about that. In fact, I guess you guys haven't read the book yet.
No, it is in the book. Yeah.
I discuss it in the afterword. Michael asked his parents, they believe that they are distantly related to, Benjamin talked to his parents, they believe they're distantly related to Michael Chertoff. They don't know for sure. Can I finish?
Go ahead, James.
Mm-hmm. Sure, operative.
The connection, if it exists, would go back over 100 years to the old country. They've never met. They've never talked. When we were researching that story, as a matter of fact, Chertoff was not yet in, had not yet been moved over to Homeland Security. But let me ask. Let me take that back another step. What if they were first cousins? How exactly would one researcher, a fairly junior member of my staff, convince me and 30 other people to implicate ourselves in one of the greatest crimes in
Let me answer that. I thought Chertoff was the head, the manager of the project. He was the managing editor of that project.
You just called him junior. What so often happens in conspiracy theories, a grain of truth is blown up. He was one of the researchers on the product. He did a great job.
He did the same NORAD spokesman that you quote, who claims that they only intercepted one aircraft the year before, is he quoted by major publications saying that they had intercepted hundreds.
I think if you get our book, we actually discuss this.
Oh, no. I've got your book, and I'm going to write a big – listen, it ought to be the government's conspiracy theory – doesn't stand up to the facts, okay?
Alex, I have the story you're talking about right here. Here's from our book. Many conspiracy theorists cite an August 12, 2002 Associated Press story as proof that NORAD mounted or frequent interceptions of domestic flights. The article paraphrased NORAD spokesman Martin, from September 11th to June 2002, NORAD scrambled or diverted combat air patrols 462 times, almost seven times as often as the 67 scrambles from September 2000 to June 2001. So it sounds like, in other words, they're saying before 2001 they scrambled all the time.
Hey,
that's what you're alluding to.
Pilots, don't try and.
However, a Knight Ridder Tribune news.
Stupid.
Hang on a second.
I've got families that are pilots, Mags, who've been intercepted. If your plane goes off course into military airspace over Fort Hood in Texas, you got F-16s on your tail so fast it makes your head spin. I was in Civil Air Patrol. I've been at airports when F-16s make planes land because they got off course. I've seen it. So don't even try.
Can I finish?
In aircraft, you're a liar.
Alex, I'm not accusing you of anything. Can I finish?
Oh, yes, you did. You accuse me of claiming that you committed the murders of 9/11. You're probably just an ignorant person who's playing along with this official fairy tale.
Alex, I really can't continue to interview if it's going to be nothing but insults.
Yeah, I'd like to try to keep this as professional as possible. I understand that emotions are running high here, Alex. Emotions are running very high.
Let me just say this, and I'm going to leave. Listen, I listen to this guy and his people all over radio attacking me, twisting things, doing all this. I've challenged him to a debate. If he'll come on and do a debate, I will sit there with a moderator and give him equal time. So I'm going to close with this. Will you come on my radio show and debate me?
Alex, this doesn't sound like a debate. This sounds like an attack. I would like to discuss the facts of how NORAD operates. I can finish the point that you raised about the article. To continue
Next,
the quote
will you
from
come
the
on
NORAD
show?
Spokesman, he said from June 2000 to September 2001, NORAD scrambled fighter 67.
Will you
times,
answer the drill story, and will you answer my question, or I guess you won't answer any question. You'll stay on script.
James, I would offer to moderate that debate and to make sure that everybody gets equal time. If you could agree to do that
you
on
know,
the Alex
you
Jones
know,
program,
Jack, the people who are interested in conspiracy theories, it's good for people to have questions. It's good for them to challenge the authorities and ask questions. But over the past, they've had 5 years to.
Is the answer
get
no
their
then to the debate to, at this point, James?
Out.
The answer is no to the debate at this point?
No. You just saw an example of what that debate would be like.
Are you going to be. We're going to come back for a second hour. James, I hope you'll stay with us. Will you please stay with us?
I've got another interview.
You had 45 minutes with us. We expect another
15
minutes.
We've got 15 more minutes. Yeah, I'm happy to
thank you.
All right. And just to fill you in, before I called in the first 10-15 minutes that Megs was on there, Jack would bring up the drills, and Megs would never talk about it. He would just keep changing the subject. And anything Jack would bring up, Megs wouldn't answer. And then he claimed that USA Today was wrong. It wasn't 18 minutes till the F-16s were surrounding Payne Stewart's airplane. Why, it was an hour and 20 minutes. Well, we went and looked it up. Payne Stewart's aircraft took off And then it was an hour and 20 minutes in that they then noticed that the plane got off course. An hour and 20 minutes into flight, or somewhere thereabouts, probably about an hour and 10 minutes, we don't know. It suddenly got off course. They believe the depressurization had then happened. And then they launched F-16s. But see how they spin it? Why, it took an hour and 20 minutes for them. No, no, that's from takeoff. The plane didn't get off course right when it took off. So it's spin on top of spin. And then he tries to spin the fact that the Air Force spokesman said hundreds of intercepts and that there had never been an intercept up until that time. I mean, yeah, the Air Force spokesman came out and lied after and said there had never been an intercept, except for Payne Stewart. But we have his previous quotes in the news talking about the hundreds of intercepts. And then we know all the pilots who've seen this and heard about this. You've all heard about it. I mean, how many times have there been intercepts of planes flying around the White House before 9/11? It's just incredible. And yes, he will not debate me. He came back and said he will not debate me.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I don't have much more to say about Megs. I mean, you hear him out of the blue try to claim that I was saying that they were complicit in the murder on 9/11. I just pointed out, I mean, the movie Citizen Kane is made about Hearst Publishing, you know, about the big empire and the media mogul and the castle and how they buy off the newspapers and how they plant fake stories for war. When I was in high school, in U.S. history. We learned, I mean, there was a whole section and a chapter about Hearst Publishing and Randolph Hearst. When I was in college, we learned about them. They are literally in the encyclopedia next to Yellow Journalism. And going right back through World War II, World War I, Korea, Vietnam. I mean, I was on the phone with a Hearst Publishing TV anchor, Hearst News, whatever the name is. They have different divisions. He called me about another separate issue. He was interviewing me, doing a phone interview for a story he was doing. And he goes, well, you know, we are Hearst, so they'll try to make me spin this. I mean, you just give me a break. What I'm saying is you're a bunch of propagandists. And, of course, National Geographic, to a lesser extent, has been known for that, and that's what he formerly headed up, a big manager over there. A lot of people who are diplomats, are really CIA or agents of other agencies, intelligence operations. A lot of people who are, supposed missionaries are, and a lot. I mean, National Geographic in the last few years has had to announce, hey, we're not government. Stop grabbing our employees. You know, stop grabbing our reporters. Stop, because people in third world countries out there in the middle of nowhere, they're not stupid, folks. They know what the cover is. So I was just bringing up that Hearst is a complete and total joke. Because before I got on, he was talking about how respected National Geographic is and how wonderful National Geographic is and how we all need to do whatever, you know, they say, because they've really done the research, and all they did was look for the truth, and they're not political, and all they were doing was seeking reality. Chris, Christine, and others, we're going to get to you coming up when we start the next hour. New information has come out about the latest bust of, 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, of the supposed masterminds, the liquid bombers, with Nafees Ahmed, who reports over there in London. I'm not going to have him on for long, just a quick 10-minute report from him. But we'll take calls first when we get back in the next segment. Just briefly before we end this hour, the best way to fight these people and their propaganda is to expose government-sponsored terror. And my new film, Terror Storm, does that. The official DVD with the 66 minutes of extras is here. It's the best film I've ever made. You need to get it. So go to InfoWars.com and get it off the Safe, Secure Video and Bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can, there at PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership for $5.95, all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, the entire 9/11 Neocon Symposium from L.A. It's a great deal, PrisonPlanet.tv, and you also support us. And burn copies of the interviews and the speeches off that and give them to people. It really hurts the murdering terrorist that carried out 9/11 when you do this. And don't forget, I'll be in Dallas on Saturday, Lakewood Theater. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com before they're all gone. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.